Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we're talking about getting real with yourself. I want to ask you something really important. How are you, really? How is the reality of today's stress level? What's the status of your emotional and mental well-being? And were you excited to wake up this morning? Have you done something today that makes you feel alive? What or who needs your extra attention today? I know, enough with the questions already. But, okay, one more, okay? How often do you ask yourself those 5 questions? If you haven't been taking some time to get real with yourself lately, hey, there's no time like the present, right? Now, if you've been putting into practice the sexy mama principles such as meditation and gratitude, you'll most likely find that you've been keeping tabs on those things pretty well already, because these kinds of habits help produce a better sense of self-awareness and mindfulness. Now, if things have been way too crazy for you to even think about taking time out to meditate and write things down that you're grateful for consistently, doing so is even more important right now. Now, the message here applies to me too. I am not above reproach in any of this. I constantly have to get real with myself and keep my heart and my head in check. Because if I don't, I could easily take on more than I should, resulting in my relationships or my family life suffering, unnecessary stress, and burnout. And listen, I am a get-her-done kind of gal, and I don't like having to rely on others to get that stuff done. But you know what? I've learned the hard way that I simply can't do it all. I am one woman with 4 children, a husband, and an enormous passion for inspiring other people to live purposefully. And with all of that comes a fair share of challenges and all the day-to-day humdrum. Life is messy, and things simply don't move in a nice, clean, linear fashion like we sometimes wish that they would. And if they did, that would be predictable and boring. However, that doesn't mean that we can't live the sexy life that we truly want for ourselves. We just have to be flexible and creative. Now, you can begin by only committing to what's necessary and what makes you come alive. Right now, personally, I'm committed to doing a handful of things. And the goal for me is to not only keep up with those things, but to actually enjoy them and get life from doing them. So I want life-giving activities to be the bulk of my day instead of life-draining activities, which I know this can be hard because as moms, there are a lot of things that are a drain on our energy, which it makes it more important to be conscious of the things that we do have control over, the things that we do have a choice in what we're going to involve ourselves with. Now, anything that I accomplish beyond those key things is bonus. And I have decided to be okay with this. Each season is unique, and it isn't fair to expect ourselves to do, think, and be what we were in a past season. And as outward circumstances change, we adapt and we change as well. And we also can't assume that we know what we will think, how we will feel, how we will react in a future situation. So just focus on today, set goals for the future, but live in the present, keeping in mind that the actions that we take today will shape our tomorrow. And don't let the stresses of the day steal away your joy or your sense of well-being. Yes, it's challenging. Believe me, I know firsthand, and I am living this out every single day, especially right now. Both of our babies are teething at the same time. I'm dealing with a horrible, the worst I've ever had, eczema issue right now. And I'm not sleeping well at night. I am in the thick of like one of the worst seasons that we have experienced with everything combined, but still so much to be grateful for and focusing on the positive and the things that we do want in life instead of the things that we do not want. And I want to encourage you to keep getting real with yourself every day and continue your journey to a long-lasting sexy life. Because you can have it and I can have it. Well, that's it for today, ladies. And thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.